Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Relax your mind, we're here for you. You've got the time, make school dreams come true. Set your goals, it's your world we're here to help. Republic. Back to school with some new rules. Take a bold step.
Trying to meet your and your children's educational needs, Republic can help. Consider an education loan with same-day approvals, low or no down payment, and concessions on interest rates. You can even win one of five Lenovo tablets or a refund on internet installation with 1 month's free service. Call us or visit us online.
Relax your mind.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
On our last visit to Murondoy, Diana warned Unique that she needed to reconsider not wanting to have a baby as it could affect her marriage. Divine told Ryan that she was worried about what Ignatius might have done to Brian. Sunny and Unique were concerned about the disregard for COVID-19 guidelines by residents. Kevin told Ryan that if Unique refused to get pregnant, their marriage might be over. Right now, Sunny is on the phone with Unique.
Unique, you and your husband got to try and sort out this thing quick, man. Is it affecting your job?
Sunny, it's what's going on with Unique and Kevin.
I can talk to you later, girl. His sister Patsy just come in the shop. All right, bye.
Miss Bo with them. Like she take lessons from she friend Divine and stressing poor Kevin out.
You know me and see when you sneak in the shop, else I would have shot me mouth.
Well, like I can go somewhere else and spend my little money.
Look, relax yourself. Don't go talking nothing about them young people.
Well, so God for doing this life, Sonny. Everybody in this village know I the stock name and I'm proud of it.
What is this?
If I see things for talk, I can talk.
So you gonna talk with me and all?
Long time. I like how nobody don't see or hear from BB these days. I want to see you do she.
My wife is fine. She don't want to in the shop these days because of this coronavirus crisis. All right?
But I thought you was the diabetic in the family. It's something I know. BB sick, honey.
Lady.
Don't. So your son and the wife is where they find the little girl from. You know the other day I see she walking with a young man. How old is the girl? Not like 13, 14, somewhere there?
Somewhere about there.
Well, I see she with Catalina's son. And he got to be about 20, 21. What's she doing with a big boy?
I'm sure it was nothing, Sister Patsy.
Nothing? Next thing, she bring a belly and give Marlo. And it's all the Maroondoy people gonna wash him out, you know.
Sister Patsy, please give me your list.
Collect it here.
Let me sell you quick so you could go along your way.
You know why watching that, Sonny? Catalina's little son don't walk nowhere yet. If he impregnate my daughter, he has nothing to give her.
Woman, you need to stop this. Denzel is a respectable young man in this village, and I can assure you, nothing is going on between him and Kavita. If anything, he's like a big brother to her, okay?
Oh, there's way of calling it now. I guess I should trust your word, since you're the village chairman and looking after the interests of all Marundoyans.
You better shut your mouth. Guys, look, Miss Myrtle coming in the shop now.
Oh, hi, Sister Myrtle. Make sure you wash your hands good. Sonny put a lovely hand soap out there.
Oh, good day, Sonny. Good day, Sister Patsy.
Good day, my dear.
Hi, Miss Myrtle.
Look, I just come here to grab a few things. You know, I try to avoid the road as much as possible because of this corona crisis.
Yes, girl, you're right. It's better old people stay off the road.
All? Are you talking to me?
Like you don't consider yourself old?
No, I don't. And last I check, we should be around the same age, Sister Patsy.
Look at me crosses. Hello, I still in my 50s.
Well, yes.
Sister Patsy, you don't wear a lie? Oh, man. Getting old is a privilege.
Here, listen. Let me done with this conversation right now. Because today we might fall, okay? Good.
Anyway, Sonny, when you're done with her, all I want is a pack of flour, a pack of baking powder, and a tub of butter.
No problem, Miss Myrtle.
What y'all doing about the boy, Sister Myrtle?
Which boy?
Catalina's son.
Patsy, seriously?
What do you mean by what we're doing with Denzel? Is he bothering you in some way?
Me, Cecil. But I see hustling with Marla's daughter, and according to Sonny, she's no more than 13.
What?
I see the two of them on the road cozy the other day. I say I want to say anything because it's not really my business. But next thing he begged the girl belly and his problems are all he has. The age of consent is 16. So he could go to jail, Myrtle.
Father God, help me this day. Help me not to lose my temper.
So wait, you rather visit in the lockups? Because if I was Marlo, I would have locked you up.
Sister Patsy, it's time you stop this nonsense. My nephew's no way involved with Marla's daughter. You must stop talking bad with people cheering in this village, man.
All right, let me shut my mouth.
Sister Patsy, look. Collect your goods and go along your way. $3,580 for everything.
What? That's how it come up to so much. Like you robbing people here, Sonny.
Aye. Look, I write down the price next to all the items on your list.
Wait, $40 you selling an egg for, Sonny? Advantage can't dump on poor people in this village. Look, man, give me back my change. And I hope my weight right.
Here is the change. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I don't say I'm going to find another shop for good to. Because you ain't behaving like you want me money.
All right, Sister Patsy.
Sister Myrtle must talk to your nephew. I know he's smart, but when it comes to young people's stories, strange things has happened, girl.
Go with God, Sister Patsy. Go.
Yeah.
Tell you. That woman is something else.
I don't text she on, man.
No, Denzel would be very upset if he hears what she's saying about him.
I know. Decent young man she trying to scandally name, eh?
She needs to stop this nonsense, man.
Auntie Myrtle, I really don't have no time with Sister Patsy. She just evil.
You know, she don't want me to meet you, you know. She must stop talking about people's children.
So vindictive.
Kavita going through something. I just trying to convince her to talk to Marla and Anil.
Mm-hmm. That's what she going through.
Mommy, sure. I've been texting and talking to her every day, trying to get her to disclose.
All right. I'm going to call Marla.
Look, don't tell her I said anything.
No, I won't.
I hope that they can figure it out. The children are probably so worried about their father.
Yes, second time he's fighting cancer. Hopefully, this is going to be the last.
It seems like all wrong is just stress. Whether it's coronavirus or personal problems.
True, true.
It's Alexis.
Mm-mm, like she sent the same message to everybody.
It's a picture of her and Hannah.
Aww.
Look at my baby.
Look how chubby Anna looking.
I guess Malachi left her home today.
It's so good to see a smile on Alexis' face today.
Yeah. She said for the last few days he's been behaving himself. Simon Carly.
Well, let's hope it continues that way until we get her out of there.
I hope so.
Anyway, let me start dinner.
All right. I go in little by the community center ground. I go in and get my hour exercise.
I come with you, Mommy.
Hopefully not a lot of people there this afternoon. And whoever is there have their mask on. Can't believe some people are still not taking this crisis seriously.
Well, exercise is part of staying healthy, Auntie Myrtle. Sister Patsy, glad I see you here this afternoon. Who is it I hear you say, Mommy, son?
Why is it about your son, Catalina?
You know you're playing your heading good. Keep me family name Ochemoche, am I telling you?
Why go for talk about your family? Y'all got anything worth talking about?
All right. Let me hear you say anything else about me, son. Anything else, Sister Patsy. Anything else.
Catalina, I just see he with my daughter and it took funny to me. I thought we supposed to be protecting young women in this village from predators.
Okay, so you're calling me son a predator?
Look, I was just saying
look,
that...
Look, there is nothing going on between me son and that child. I ain't gonna allow you to tarnish me child reputation because you can't keep your mouth shut. Stop it, Jay, I telling you?
Hey, Mommy.
Hey, son.
That is 3 laps I just done, dude. Jossa.
Well, hello, young man. I sure you see me standing here.
Good afternoon, Sister Patsy. Mommy, I going and do some stretches.
All right, son. Sister Patsy, consider yourself warned. You hear what I'm telling you? All right. Let me go and catch me a little exercise.
Be careful, my dear. Them mothers who would swear for the chairman they know they do it wrong, eh? I got to talk with Marlo.
Hi, James.
Ah, Catalina. It's nice seeing you out here this afternoon.
Yeah. Just try and forget a little exercise in, you know?
Yeah, same here. You know, since I've been coming here, I've lost 16 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congrats, man.
Well, it's in all honesty, it's not just the exercise. June has me on this strict diet, you know?
I guess since the heart attack, eh?
Yeah.
Well, it's good you got a good wife to take care of you, James.
Yep. June is good to me.
I'm happy for you.
Thanks, sir. Is just you here this afternoon or Sister Martha with you?
No, Auntie Martha stay home this afternoon. Denzel is here though. Looky there, right over there.
Oh, nice, nice.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, how are you doing though?
I'll try it.
Sorry to interrupt. I guess Mrs. Williams is at home making dinner.
This woman.
Mommy, you ready? Hi, Mr. Williams.
Hi, son.
Denzel, you go ahead. I'll catch up with you.
Okay.
All right.
Catalina's why you chase his son. What secret you and this one got to talk about, huh?
Sister Patsy, I wish they would ban you from coming here in the afternoon.
Wait, like the community center ground is not for all Marundai villagers who want to exercise and keep fit?
Okay, but you come here to watch and talk for people business.
Precisely.
If y'all ain't give me nothing to talk about, I ain't got nothing to say.
James, you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Tell Juna say good evening, James. She will be expecting a call from me very soon.
Well, this is it for me, James. Thanks for walking me home.
It's all part of the exercise, you know.
Yes, indeed.
It was nice running into you, Catalina.
Same. As well.
I hope you don't mind me saying this. Please forgive me if you think it's inappropriate.
Okay.
You look good, Catalina. It's like God is smiling on you. You're really taking good care of yourself.
Oh, well... Thanks, man, I guess.
Made you smile.
Yeah. Anyway, you better go before somebody pass, eh? And come to their own conclusion. You know the villagers this day.
Yeah, yeah. Good evening, Catalina.
Good evening, James.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. Lord help me. These men just know how to tie with emotion sometimes, eh? Father God, help me with these thoughts. Please.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.